The Department of Energy wants to entomb nuclear waste at Yucca Mountain for the next 100,000 years. And the next 4 weeks might end up being crucial toward that goal. Regulatory hearings, legislative action, and budget priorities will be heard and set. The next few weeks will also show how determined Washington is about sending the nation's high-level nuclear waste to Nevada. As head of Nevada's Agency for Nuclear Projects, Bob Halstead helps lead the state's fight against Yucca Mountain. Bob, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here, Joe.
So, Bob, a series of Yucca Mountain-related events began last week at a Nuclear Regulatory Commission meeting. A big question was how to revive the dead database. You were there. What database are we talking about, and what's going on with that?
This is going to be the largest and most complicated licensing proceeding that the NRC has ever conducted if they get back to it full scale. There are about 3.7 million documents with tens to hundreds of pages altogether. Those documents have to be handled in a big electronic database, basically a collection of millions of PDF documents. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to do that, and hard to do that in a way that particularly allows real-time searches by the large number of parties. So that's what the meeting was about, and I can tell you a little more detail if you'd like.
Sure. What's the prognosis? Is it going to be revived?
Well, there are three big issues. One is, does the NRC get to make the decisions by itself about how to reconstitute the library, or do they have to listen to the advisory review panel, which is a formal federal advisory committee that they set up about 15 years ago? What came out of the meeting is we believe now the NRC knows they're going to have to listen to their advisory panel. Secondly, the substance of how the search engine works is critical. We've done extensive research on this by testing searches, and the bottom line is their search engine works properly less than half the time. And the third related issue is whether NRC is going to have face-to-face meetings or use virtual meetings, and I think we've gotten them to agree that they'll have face-to-face meetings supplemented by virtual go-to-meeting type interaction.
Can Nevada get a fair hearing without this database?
No, the database is absolutely critical. We're the party with the most contentions. We're the party that's bringing the most scientific evidence into the proceeding to challenge DOE. So we've got to have a database that works.
Okay, let's move over to Congress. Representative John Chimkus is the main force behind an effort to restart work at Yucca Mountain. His bill has been dubbed Screw Nevada 2. He and some of his allies took to the floor of the House this week to speak in favor of Yucca Mountain. What was that all about?
Well, what they held was is called a special order speech occasion, which happens after hours. And Chimkus and I believe nine of his colleagues spoke in favor of this bill, which we oppose. We oppose it because it's unfair to Nevada. We oppose it because it would deny us due process in the licensing proceeding by changing the terms of the proceeding. And beyond that, it doesn't fix all of the other things that are wrong with the nuclear waste program. So I think one of the reasons that he held this speech night for 55 minutes was to try and convince the leadership in his own party that they should allow him to bring this bill to the House floor for a vote. They haven't been willing to do that. A major reason why the leadership hasn't been keen to bring this bill to the floor is because it involves $2 billion in 5 years just to redo the licensing. The Congressional Budget Office score says it will cost $4.5 billion over 10 years. And the whole effort going forward is certainly in excess of $80 billion to build and operate Yucca Mountain. So behind the scenes, the people who make the decisions on what comes to the floor for a vote are not convinced that Yucca Mountain makes good sense. And this is a view that's held both in the House and in the Senate.
So for those who oppose Yucca Mountain, that sounds like good news.
It is good news. It is good news. It's a long and complicated bill. It purports to do many things. The things that are clearly bad for Nevada are that it continues the forced siting of Yucca Mountain. It raises questions about whether there will ever be work on a second or backup repository. It would allow Nevada to be stuck both with the repository and with an interim storage facility, and it truncates the licensing process both by imposing time limits and by limiting the way that certain issues can be addressed in the proceeding. Beyond that, it doesn't fix what the Blue Ribbon Commission on America's Nuclear Future said was wrong with the program. The approach that the Senate is taking is to take the program out of the Department of Energy, truly fix the waste fund to provide adequate funding without disrupting the congressional appropriations process, deal with interim storage. So, for example, the early shutdown reactors in California and New Jersey and other places would have a place to send their fuel. It would address the transportation safety and risk issues that we've been concerned about. And Shimkus's bill either does none of those things or purports to do those things, but when you look closely, you see that it really doesn't do those things.
I'm talking to Bob Halstead. He heads the state's Nuclear Projects Office in opposition to the opening of Yucca Mountain as a high-level nuclear waste repository for the country. Bob, elsewhere, the current continuing resolution, which we've heard about for months now and it keeps happening, that funds the government, runs out at the end of the month. Do you expect funding for Yucca Mountain to come up when it's replaced?
As of today, we don't expect any money to be added either to a continuing resolution or an omnibus appropriations act for Yucca Mountain. You remember that last year, the Department of Energy requested $120 million, and the Nuclear Regulatory Commission requested $30 million. That was approved in the House, but in the Senate, where there are 31 members of the Appropriations Committee, 15 Republicans and 15 Democrats voted against giving any money to Yucca Mountain. You never know with the shenanigans that are going on with the last-minute work when we're facing a government shutdown on March 23rd. But right now, we don't see any prospect for new funding for Yucca Mountain.
Well, the Department of Energy's budget request for next year is also coming up. Is that going to provide much of a blueprint on the department's Yucca Mountain strategy?
Yes, it does, but we haven't had a chance to review the new one. What's on the table right now is the fiscal year 2018 budget that runs through September 30th of this year. And NRC has put their details forward. And as of yesterday, I hadn't checked to see whether DOE had the details on their fiscal year 2019 budget. That's the one that starts October 1st of this year. We expect it to look like what they requested last year, which is that about a third of their funds would be for headquarters activity, a third of their funds for work in Nevada, and a third of their funds for work by the National Lab. Of the $120 million they've requested, it looks to us like about $110 million is directly focused on Yucca Mountain, and almost all of that is to restart the licensing proceeding.
Now, Bob, you've been on this program a couple times, and I almost hear a lilt in your voice, maybe almost a positive upswing. And I don't know if that has to do with the fact that you think funding might not be coming, but there's also this little bit of news that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has said it would consider a private effort to build a nuclear storage facility in New Mexico. What's that about, and is that a possibility?
Yes, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission has actually accepted two license applications, one from Holtec International for a facility in New Mexico, and one from Waste Control Specialists for a facility in Texas. Those are both communities that strongly support at the local level those facilities. They're locations that have been extensively studied by federal agencies, partly because there's a federal facility for transuranic waste in New Mexico, and there's a facility for intermediate and low-level waste in Texas. The locations are accessible by rail. There are some problems financially with the company that wants to develop the Texas site, but the New Mexico site, Holtec, is one of the better funded operations in the nuclear industry. And so now the long involved process of getting a license under 10 CFR Part 72 of the licensing regulations will proceed. I think there's still an issue that's of concern to many people in the environmental community, and certainly one we recognize, that the process of actually getting consent for a private facility or for a federal facility still needs to be worked out.
And I also want to confirm something. Those facilities we're talking about, especially the one in New Mexico, that's for interim storage. Would that affect Yucca Mountain?
Well, first of all, interim means in this world up to about 40 to 60, maybe 80 years. Oh. And so the main advantage for Yucca Mountain is that it takes the urgency of forcing a bad site and a bad engineering plan forward. It takes that off the table. It does what the Blue Ribbon Commission on America's Nuclear Future said a major reason to have interim storage was, so that we could deal with the shutdown reactor sites, safely manage their spent fuel, which is, of course, extremely dangerous. And then that gives us time to rethink the whole issue of Yucca Mountain, other repository sites, and what the exact engineering details for a repository should be, whether it's Yucca Mountain or somewhere else.
Bob, before we go, I want to turn to something from Northern Nevada. The Reno Gazette Journal's editorial page said, keep up the fight against Yucca Mountain. I wonder if that surprised you, and does it carry any weight?
It certainly does carry weight. Now, understand that they ran a poll. They themselves said it was a highly unscientific poll. So we're not talking about reflecting public opinion here, per se. I think the expression of the state's position is best explained in the vote last year in the legislature, where 32 of 42 assembly persons and 19 of 21 state senators voted to oppose Yucca Mountain. So opposition is clear. The governor's position, the attorney general's position, the Commission on Nuclear Projects are all opposed to Yucca Mountain. Nonetheless, we have to deal with the realities of the power situation in the Congress. And what the editorial from the Gazette Journal argued for, although it didn't mention it by name, is the approach that is taken in the legislation that our congressional delegation has put forward. This is called the Nuclear Waste Informed Consent Act. It's S-95 in the Senate, sponsored by Heller and Cortez Masto, H.R. 456 in the House, sponsored by Titus, Keelan, and Rosen. It's simple, to-the-point legislation that says a written consent agreement must be obtained before any money from the Nuclear Waste Fund can be used for repository construction. The parties to that written consent agreement must be the Secretary of Energy, the governor of the host state, the host unit of local government, any next-door counties affected by transportation, and any affected Indian tribes. This is a way to proceed with the position that the Blue Ribbon Commission argued for, but extending the recommendation for consent to Nevada. But it also provides a process that would be helpful and clear to Nevada or any other state that was being considered for a repository or for an interim storage facility. I very much appreciate how carefully worded the editorial was. I appreciate how thoughtful it was. And I think it's very helpful because down the road, we're going to have to change the legislation in order to straighten out the nuclear waste program. Now, meanwhile, the state of Nevada is going to fight Yucca Mountain on the facts in the licensing proceeding. And there certainly are some things we may do through lawsuits, but I think the editorial was very helpful.
So in Northern Nevada, is Yucca Mountain generally looked at more positively than it is in Southern Nevada?
You know, it's hard to say precisely from the polling data. The best polling data that we have statewide is the Melman poll from early last year, that when you look at the measure of intensity You find that about 50% of the respondents are strongly opposed and 23% of the respondents are strongly in favor of Yucca Mountain statewide. I think there is slightly more support for Yucca Mountain in the north generally, and there's certainly considerably more support in the northern rural counties. But so, overall, the state is still about 2-1 opposed to Yucca Mountain.
So real briefly, was I right earlier when I said it sounded like you sound more positive about the prospects for killing Yucca Mountain?
Well, I am positive because Nevada has had a chance to perfect the positions that we're taking in the licensing proceeding. We've had a chance to hear the Shimkus approach in legislation. We haven't seen a new bill in the Senate, but we have an idea of how that's going to go. And frankly, we're hearing quiet support in a lot of surprising quarters for the Nuclear Waste Informed Consent Act on the part of people who are pro-nuclear, people who are members of the American Nuclear Society, and people who say it just isn't going to work trying to force Yucca Mountain down Nevada's throat. So, yes, that does give me encouragement. But right. The main reason that I'm encouraged is because our case is strong, and we've had opportunities now to talk with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission about how the proceeding would start up. In addition to talking about the licensing support network, there's also the issue of whether the NRC would hold their hearings in a Las Vegas facility, which we strongly support. There seems to be support for that. So I think our position has never been stronger, and I particularly appreciate the fact that the legislature voted so strongly to oppose Yucca Mountain, and at a time when money is still scarce in the state budget. We were given the sufficient funds that the Attorney General's office and our agency need to carry the fight forward. Yes, we're feeling very strong.
Bob Halstead is head of Nevada's Agency for Nuclear Projects, and we are just talking about a report of a busy few weeks upcoming regarding Yucca Mountain. Bob, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Joe.